Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. Okay, let's continue here. Alrighty, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Olvet and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, or probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Could you ask the question one more time, please?
Yes, of course. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Olvet and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will definitely vote in the Democratic primary.
Thank you. First, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Erin Sinner. What is your opinion on Erin Sinner? Would that be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Is there an unknown option? I don't know him too well.
That's okay. We can move on to the next one. Greg Kossar?
Unknown.
Okay. Shavo Pastrano?
Unknown.
All right. Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Debbie Gonzalez Inglesby?
Unknown.
Okay. Ruben Becerra?
Unknown.
Okay. Beto O'Rourke?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, I appreciate it. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate, to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Olvet or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I think I would have to do some more research, so I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Sinner or Shavo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Erin.
Okay, here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Shavo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up in River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Shavo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Erin Sinner, in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, rules expert means she is effective both at stopping stream Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin worked to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would that be Aaron Sinner or Cheryl Pastrano?
Aaron, still.
Thank you. Next, rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who will you support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important. So I will read to you some statements. Based on this statement, please help me rate them from 1 to 5. Again, 1 means not important, and 5 the most important. First statement, voting rights and protecting democracy. What number would you give from 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons?
3.
Okay. Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
3.
Okay. Climate change and protecting the environment.
4.
Restoring abortion rights.
4.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
3.
Okay. Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
4.
Okay. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
3.
Appreciate it. Fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
4.
I appreciate it. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? I'll read to you 2 statements. Please tell me if you prefer statement A or statement B. Statement A, one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures. Statement B, one whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives.
Do you mind repeating the second one?
Of course, one whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives.
The first one I prefer.
Thank you. Next, here are a few statements you may hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against the candidate, or will not make any difference to you. In other words, I'll read to you some statements. Based on that statement, please let me know if that will make you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make any difference. The first statement I got is, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
That would make me much more unlikely to vote for them.
That would make you definitely vote against that candidate.
Yeah.
Okay. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her.
Do you mind repeating that one more time?
Of course. The candidate, working as an attorney, tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing and grope her.
That would make me vote against them.
Okay, would that be definitely vote against them or probably vote against them?
Definitely.
Okay. While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep roots here.
Neutral. So would it make you more...
Will not make any difference? Is that the one?
No. Yeah.
Thank you. The candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hays County.
Less likely.
Probably vote against?
Probably vote against, yeah.
Thank you. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Vote against.
Definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Probably vote against for that one.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Lastly, some of the statements about the record of State Representative Arian Sinner. Answer if your reaction to each of these statements is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement I got is, Representative Sinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools. Would that be a very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative reaction to that statement?
Very positive.
Okay. Arian Sinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ+ rights.
Very positive.
After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdose, Erin passed a law to fund education about the danger of fentanyl in public schools.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sinner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Okay. Arian Sinner has a record of delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Very positive.
Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
I appreciate it. Arian Sinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron Sinner or Chevo Pastrano?
Aaron.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes only. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
18 and 39.
Do you consider yourself of a Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Okay. You do have a graduate degree?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Hayes County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or 30 years or more?
11 to 20.
Thank you. Perfect. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out and for your kindness. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.